Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're going to have some wonderful healing tonight. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we're on Station 1 probably for our final night here. We'll be on Station 2 next week, just that we have some difficulties here on Station 2 tonight. So let's do some energy work. Let's do emotional healing for everybody, and we'll do that, and then we'll go to the Light Ship. So here we go. One, think of a situation in your life that you'd like to have released from you the last week. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And it feels a little stronger, so we'll do it again here for some people. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go to the Light Ship now. This is where source energy is. This is what Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. You'll be bilocated instantly out of time. And you're going to notice that everything around you will not be connected to you energetically. It'll look like you're in a different space, kind of like looking at fish in a fish tank. And request one healing for tonight, one physical healing. And this will not work on the archives, but it will work for people listening live. Here we go. You can bring up your animals and pets if you wish, flower tree garden plants. Here we go, going up. You're going to feel the energy around you change. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you're bilocated. You're still where you are, but if you notice, the energy around you is completely different right now. And let's go into the first room. It will go into the room, which is red. And this is where we can get some life force energy. Here it comes. So I'll increase the energy, so stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And we'll go into the room that has the dolphin energies. Remember, these are all light beings that work with us. And they're taking on the physical blueprint of what they choose to go into after ascension. So they're picking on or selecting the dolphins here. So again, request your own healing. The light always sees you in perfection. They don't judge. No duality, but you have to get into duality to judge yourself so you can have some help. Here we go. Request one healing. Here comes the dolphin energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can also put your hands out in front of you a little bit, palms facing forward, and you're going to find that there's a presence there that you may not have felt before. This is the actual skin of the dolphins. So you can actually kind of pet them, feel them. You might have tingles in your hands. This you're doing up on the Light Ship. And you're physically there. And let's now go into another room. And we'll go into the room where they have oxygen. This is also used for healing, so request a healing. This is number 18 coming your way. Here it comes. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in another energy. This may make you feel a little bit lighter. This is number 49. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into the room that has the volcano energies. And again, these are conscious beings, so request healing. If you have a back concern or anything wrong with you that you know about, a headache, an owie of some sort, physical condition, always request healing for that. Here we go. So the volcano energies are here to help you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into where they have the silver energy here. And here it comes. This is like the hot tub energies here. There's many rooms that we're going into. I see like two at one time sometimes. You may actually even see different rooms that I'm not talking about. So here we go. Silver energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into the room that has the brown energy, and we'll also go into a room that has the round disc that we stand on with different colors, and it radiates through our cell structure, throughout our body. And we're standing right now on the brown disc, and here comes the brown energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into the blue energies here, which is like a blue disc. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the gold disc. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, I have a request here from Eric to go into the tree room. So this is where the large trees are. And here they come. Energy-wise, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also go into the room which has like the rainforest. And we'll bring that energy in a little stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And because we're on the light shift, and this is the first part of the month here of September, this is the 3rd of September, 2011, we're going to go to the food court. And we'll have a birthday party for people that are born in September here. So here we go. We can select different types of, say, desserts, and they'll be singing happy birthday to us here with the light beams. And we're all singing happy birthday to each other, too, if we have a birthday. And I always look for the equivalent of the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and the chocolate drizzle and the cherries and the whipped cream. So they managed to do that for us here. It's very small, size of a pencil eraser, but very nutritious. So you can request seconds and thirds if you wish. By the time you have thirds, you feel like you ate a full course meal. So here we go. It's going on underneath your tongue right now, whatever you requested there. And they're giving us some delicious water to drink too. And even fruit juice if we wish to have something that's their equivalent of that for down here. So here we go. Having something to drink. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that energizes our body with the golden plates. This is for the light beings that don't eat food, that just need to have energy. We're putting the hands on these plates now. You might actually feel the vibration going through your body as your body's kind of buzzing. And now they're going to energize us with the particular energy that we need for our body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. So happy birthday, everybody. And this is the rainbow waterfall room where there's all different colors coming down the waterfall. Each one of these will energize your body, help do healings, but the energy never touches your body physically. So here comes this waterfall energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who may be listening from the land down under, we'll bring in the kangaroos and the koala bears. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also bring in the special energies here from the rainforest. Here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have any concerns in your body, maybe pain anywhere, stiff back, muscles, etc., we'll start to work with that, leg muscles. We'll see if we can loosen those up for you here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room that has the pink energy and the pink dolphins again here. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see the gold room right now. And you're going to feel the gold energy from the hot tub room, too. We're in there. You might feel your body temperature increase. If you wish to have a decrease, just request that, too. And they can lower your body temperature slightly. Here we go. So here's the gold energy coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you notice, you can't really think of a negative or positive thought right now because the source energy never judges. So this is why you're completely out of time. When you live down here on this planet here, you are in the time-based reality, but you can't get into this energy unless you go to the light ship where you're completely void of time. So if you just notice, there's no such thing as time where we are now because it does not exist in source energy. So here we go. We're going to one other final location. We'll go into the room that has the silver energy, and it's also used for gargling and mouthwash, and you're having that up on the light ship too. If you wish to get a glass of water handy, we'll charge it up for you with this energy here, and it's used for silver healing water. So if you do have a glass handy, just hold it in your hands. We'll energize that for you as you go into the silver room. So here we go into the room, and you might feel your saliva changing inside of your mouth as you're having these different healing sessions being done for you. Here we go. 1, 2, just hold the glass, and it'll be energized in about 1 minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring in more energy for us here from silver energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there we go. You can enjoy your silver water. You can drink it or gargle with it if you wish. We'll do one other energy room. We'll bring in the energy of the large sunflowers. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, let's, we could have some fun. We'll go out on one of the light ships, everybody. This is what's used to fight the darkness. So these are true light ships. They may look like UFOs in a way, but they're created from light. So we're going to go into these now. So each one of us has our own particular light ship that we're going to be on. And we're going to a different location on the light ship. These are the real small ones, small being probably, I'm getting about 125 foot in diameter. Each one has about 6 light beams on it. And we've already had orientation, so we're able to fly our own little light ship. So here we are. We're going up through stairs that we walk up on. There's different colored lights to show us which way to go. And we're going up now and sitting in the, if you were to call it the captain's chair, we'll call it, or commander's chair. We're there now. And there's different types. Some have hand pads at the end of your chairs. Some have a little touch screen in front of you. Some use mental telepathy. So it all depends which model you chose during your orientation process. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go out of the light ship. So I'd like you all to sense the gravity right now. Remember, you're in artificial gravity on the light ship. So move your arms maybe up and down, left and right arm. You're going to find that they have a certain weight to them. And just kind of note that now. And we're going to go one-third of the way out of the light ship. And there's no feeling of any type of G-forces here when you do move. So here we go. We're two-thirds of the way out. And now we're completely out of the light ship. So move your hands up and down. And you may sense a slight change in gravity. Okay? And it'll be more apparent when we come back. So we're going now. We're going to go... say as fast as we can forward, and it's instant, and that we'll be going across the universe of light. We won't do any battlings tonight with the darkness here. And now we're going to go straight up. From going straight ahead, we're going straight up, 90-degree turn, straight up. And now we're going to the left, and now we're going to the right. And here we go. We're going now back. Forward, back all the way, and doing some loop-de-loops here. And if you like, we could go into one of the planets that are of light. So we can go through that if we wish and see different life forms there. And we're picking one of them here. So we're going to go into the actual planet of light here. And we can reside either inside or on the surface here. I'm seeing some beings walking around. These are very, very tall light beings. And tall, looks like about 50 feet high. And they're very gentle beings. And they're very, very fluid in their movements. Like there's no joints on their arms. So it's very interesting to watch them walk and to move. And they're just here enjoying life on a planet of light. We can go now... to one of the areas on a different planet where it's full of water. And we'll find one that has the rainforest energy in it, like what we're kind of used to here. So here we go. We're doing that now. And we're approaching another planet. You might be able to have a visual of it here. We're coming just above the trees, hovering. And now we're going down. And the trees are about 200 feet high. So we're driving the little ships down now, finding a place to land. We're getting out to walk around. And you might smell, the smells to me kind of sweet. And we're walking down the steps here. There's probably about 50 steps that we walk down to actually touch the ground. You can look down and see the lights lighten up on the different steps that you step on. And we're there now walking around, and you can hold your hand out and have the different particular life forms, like there's some big snails there that you can communicate with through mental telepathy. I'm seeing a lot of birds, other flying type of energies there. They kind of look like dragonflies in a way. There's big crickets, and I'm seeing... crawling things like caterpillars, and I'm also, I can't bring up the word here. I got a visual, but I just can't bring it up, what it is. But you can enjoy that here. The plants, so some of those plants actually light up as you see them, kind of like fiber optics lighting up. And we'll just enjoy this here. We'll go in the water. Here we go. And the water is crystal clear. To me, it's just a little on the cold side. We can adjust that if we wish by changing our body temperatures here. And, in fact, it is cool. I'm picking up that it'd be our temperature of about probably 45 degrees. So, but we can change our bodies to accommodate that. And we're in the water now swimming. And you might actually see different types of life forms, plants, fish, etc. And that's what I'm seeing. Okay. We'll now come back out of the water. And the water does not touch your skin. Remember, nothing energetically will connect to you in planets of light. There's no such thing as cordings. So you don't have to worry about anything touching to you or being like slime down here, because nothing will. The light doesn't work that way. Everything is separate and unique. That's why when they talk about oneness here, the people don't know what they're talking about, because it doesn't exist in light. No such thing has oneness to it, where you're part of something else and how it connects to you as being all one. Everything is separate. Everything has their own frequencies. So we're now going to be walking up the steps here, going into the little light ship that we chose to have. It's a defense fleet ship. And the door now is closing. We're sitting now on the chair. And depending which one you chose is how it's going to be operated. I'm going to move straight up here right now. And we're going to come back to the light ship. And we're getting closer now. Remember, it's all instant. And we're going to be coming into the light ship. So kind of check your arms, see how they feel. Move them up and down a little bit. Now we're going one-third of the way in, two-thirds, and we're fully into the light ship. And now feel how your arms feel. They should feel heavier. And the light ship is hovering. These are the defense fleet ships. And we're going to be walking out of it. We'll go back into the orientation room. We're giving our thanks for all the different light beings for healing tonight. And we're getting ready to come back. So our animals and pets are coming with us here. And the flower, tree, yard, and plants that we brought up. Here we go, coming back down. Here we go. So coming down, one, two, three, four, and five. And we're back here. Hope that was enjoyable for everybody, having a nice birthday party for people born in September, and going up on the light ship and going out on one of the defense fleet ships, which we all had our own to go out on. So we'll see if Carrie's out there. So are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Thanks for hanging in and coming back to Station 1 tonight, and sorry about the little glitch that we had earlier with our planned 7 p.m., Station 2 show. So as Ron was mentioning, we'll be on Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern next Saturday, hopefully. So let's see. There are a couple of questions, Ron. I'm just looking at my notes that I was scribbling earlier on previous pages of Fast Chat. I know Henry had a question earlier about the oxygen, the different oxygens that you were bringing in, and he was asking about, he was seeing colors, I think, a lot of colors moving around in them, and is that normal, he says?
Everything is normal, yeah. So that can be normal. Some people actually perceive the different frequencies of the oxygen with colors. Most people can probably taste the difference on it. You might feel your lungs changing. This is all healing oxygen for you. Remember, we choose different numbers because that's what people may need tonight, and even if it's a different number, or we'll say the same number on a different show that we have, maybe a different oxygen completely. So it's just a way that we can differentiate between the different oxygens. So yeah, they're all different, and it's designed just for you, for what you may need right now in this present moment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Shane has a comment and a question. He's saying, why do I feel self-contained? I don't feel connected to anyone. Is that normal on the light ship?
Yeah, in light, there's no such thing as, like I said, cordings. So you will feel completely self-contained. You will feel like your energy doesn't go to anything else, because in the true light, that doesn't happen, because you're an individual expression of the light, and the light will never mix with you. Because if it did, it would be in judgment, in duality. So everything is, in a sense, all the same, but nothing ever mixes with each other. This is why you do feel, in a sense, a separation from everything around you, but there's no judgment of that. So you're just having your own experience on what you choose to experience. And that is perfectly true. This is why when you're on the light ship, you don't have any any way to discern, you know, what's happening one way or the other. It's all just peace energy, and you're able to have a wonderful time manifesting. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mossy has a question about the magnetic twisted body clearing. I was trying to get into that one, Mossy, when we were up on the light ship to answer your question, and I wasn't able to get in. So, Ron, maybe you can help Mossy out. She's asking if it's 9 hours per level to heal, and she's saying 5 minutes times 108 is 9 hours. So
That's too mental for me right now. I don't
know. Okay, yeah.
Marcy, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm strictly on this call in the moment, and what's on the website I know nothing about right now.
Okay. So Henry is asking, did we shrink, I guess, when we're up on the light ship? He's saying glowing plant beings like glow sticks, light instead of chlorophyll. So he's wondering about that.
It's possible. It all depends how you perceive it. And it depends on what planets you're on. Tonight, it may have looked that way. Other planets could be different. So everything is different for every planet of light that's out there. Typically, unless the creator of the planet, the spirit of the planet, which would be the creator of the planet, and the blueprint chooses to bring forth different types of energies of similar planets. So this is the way it works. Everything is available in source energy to bring forth in any planet as long as it would live there. So there could be carbon copies, we'll say, identical things of the same type of energies on all the planets, or there could not be. Typically in the same dimensional, if you want to use that term, reality, which is not really true in light, but making it for us to talk about, like in here, since we live in 3D, hypothetically, and we see the stars out there, which may not be real, but we'll just say that they are, then everything in 3D would be or could be used or borrowed for other planets in 3D. And that's the way it works because they have similar attributes. Not that you can sustain life on every one of them, but they could be brought forward from one planet to the next. So if we had another planet here that was like the Earth, we'll say, and there was other lives on it, and they all breathed oxygen, and it was the same style of oxygen, then the spirit that created another planet like this one could take the trees from this planet and bring it over there, bring over the blueprints. It could bring all the life forms there if it chose to do that, or it could find something else that it would wish to manifest. Maybe it would wish to have humans, you know, with 10 legs, so that could be created too. But it all depends how the spirit of the planet wishes to manifest that. On our planet here, we are brought here by the aliens, the extraterrestrials, to live here. And so the initial blueprint of us would be alien. This is why we all kind of look different, like I mentioned on other shows. And so we have a basic anatomy, which is all the same, but we have different skin colors and different facial features. Basically, and then naturally we have, you know, one people that are tall, and some people that are skinny, some people that are maybe larger, maybe a more rounded body. But in a sense, we're kind of all the same, except for our skin color and the way our face looks. And that's because the alien races chose to create us after their image, and they brought us down here. But we all have the same basic anatomy. And this is the way we are here. So we're actually aliens on a planet that came here, which was initially light. So the aliens were created from light because that blueprint is of light. And those aliens probably chose to create us from their image because they wanted to control us. So they took out the DNA that we would normally have, that they would have, and then they put in implants in us to control us. So this is what we are here. So we were created to be in here in a physical body with its genetics that keeps recycling in the DNA on this prison planet. This is where we are. So not to sound kind of morbid here, but you all know that. Anyway, if you don't know it, it would be, you know, you're going to realize it. That's why nobody really has left here hardly in each ascension point every 2,000 years. So, because you're stuck here. It's on Hotel California by the Eagles. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we're not having callers tonight. So if you guys do have questions, if you could type them into the fast chat. There's only, I think, one or two left that I see at the moment. So if any of you have any questions, type away. I know there have been quite a few questions that we didn't get to on Friday or on the Wednesday show. So if you were listening then and I didn't read your questions out, please feel free to type them in again. So Henry has another question, Ron, and he's asking, how did my body get changed into light matter up here? So I guess that was typed while we were still up on the light ship.
Well, you're brought up instantly from here at the frequency of light. So that frequency is much higher than what you have down here with your body, and then it's rematerialized. So your blueprint is rematerialized on the light ship. You're also, say, beamed up with your physical body here, but you don't know that because of the time-based reality that you live in, because you're not able to sample or to see light itself. So you're up there when you're not here. And at that point, everything is rematerialized, and you're up there in wholeness because your blueprint is in wholeness. And then they also materialize your spirit, bring that forward, recreate it, and put that into your body, because in order to have a healing, you have to be whole and complete with your spirit. If your spirit isn't whole and complete, you can never have a healing. This is part of the problems that we have here living on Earth, is that our spirit is abducted along with our body, and the parts of us that are not in us could have a problem. And you may not ever have a healing because you're not here. Maybe you prayed to God too many times and you got abducted. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. So Randy has a question about the Earth Spirit, and he's asking, can the Earth Spirit get well with our good intentions?
No, that's mind energy. So, no, there's no way. This is what other practitioners do. They try to have events, workshops where they have people meditate, join together, looking at people's eyes, holding hands, group meditations, mass meditations, world peace meditations, trying to bring in light here. And all they're doing is bringing in aliens. Light's already here. Don't interfere with the light, and don't bring in the aliens, because you can't do anything. So, no, your intentions will not help at all. It'll only do harm and sabotage the Earth Spirit, because you're bringing in cordings here. Remember, the aliens look for emotions. So when you feel that something is out of balance and you pray outside of yourself, connect to something outside of yourself, that something is the aliens. And that's what the show is about, to get you back to your first cause energy, which is your spirit, and don't go outside of yourself. So this show is completely contrary to most shows, because it's not—it's definitely not mainstream, that's for sure. So this is a show to get you connected to your spirit, to get rid of the darkness out of you, and not to go outside of yourself and become prey as you pray to something or worship something, or do an attunement, or have somebody do an attunement on you. All that's dark energy, 100%. You don't want to do any of that stuff. So, intentions are strictly mind energy. The light has no intentions. It strictly is, especially here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Shannon has a question that I recognize from earlier in the week. Thanks for retyping that, Shannon. And she's asking, if I have a spirit and 108 bodies, then who am I?
You are your spirit. The bodies are with the physical body. Your physical body has 108 energies that make it manifest. And all those bodies are part of the puzzle pieces that make you look physical. Your spirit is separate from the 108 bodies. Your spirit only energizes those bodies and those bodies need to be in wholeness. If any bodies hold darkness, then they cannot energize it because your spirit does not recognize darkness and does not want to engage with an energy that is not of its like kind. That's why people have problems healing, because the darkness in them prevents healing from happening. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so maybe while we're waiting for some more questions, Ron, you can talk a little bit about, because you talk a lot on the show about ascension and about getting our spirit out of here, and also the opportunity we have of getting our body out of here. So if our body is not us, why would we want to get it out of here, and where does it go if we do get it out of here?
Yeah, your body at ascension time, which is the only time that you have the opportunity to leave here, that's when the universe of light is turned off. And if your body is in wholeness and your spirit, wholeness means that it's complete, okay, and not having clone parts in it, artificial alien parts. If it does hold integrity with the spiritual blueprint, then your spirit can energize your blueprint of your body and have it get released from here. Otherwise, it really, you have to look at it. You know, if your little finger is full of spirit energy, then your spirit could take your little finger, but it's not going to take the whole body. So you need to have your body prepared for the ascension process, which means getting rid of the negativity and finding the parts that were abducted. This is what we do on the different conference calls, is to get you more into the state of preparation for ascension. And so during ascension, why would you want to have your body leave here? Well, your body has genetics in it, and the genetics are conscious, and it brings forth a life form each time, you know, your body is created. And it would love to get out of here, because look how many lifetimes you have had, you know, living down here on this planet. You know, it's a lot of times. You could be here 1,000 different times. Plus you have all the memories and situations of all of your ancestors. So your body, looking at your body right now, what you're living in, listening to me with, would love to get the heck out of here, because it knows a lot more than you could even conceive of, and how much problems it's had here with alien abductions and the traumas and dramas of life and everything else that you're dealing with just in this lifetime. So you're giving your body a gift. So ascension is a gift for your body. It's if you want to do the work or not to prepare it to leave here. Your spirit, you know, can leave here as long as it's not also abducted during the time of ascension. This is why you're still here, because you've been abducted at ascension time. This is why we have the abduction barcodes on the website, one for your spirit, one for your body, so that you're not taken off to a dark side universe, which is what we call parallel lifetimes. And this time around, as of right now still, the Earth spirit is not coming back here, which is giving your life, giving life to your body. So when this Earth spirit leaves this blueprint, the Earth as we know it right now will no longer ever exist. So what could you come back to if it's not here? Nothing. You would be stuck on a dark side planet forever. Because your body resonates to the Earth spirit, and you have to be able to come back to the Earth spirit with its blueprint to do that. Now, if you're able to do the work to heal your body, this is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago. This is not new by far to anybody. He was here to take away the genetic programming of people so they could do the ascension. That's what he came to do. So that makes it kind of more real this time around, if you believe what he came to do here. And he didn't finish, because the Galactic Federation, the aliens out there, killed him. And that's why he died. So he lost his life and was unable to continue on with the mission. And that's what happened. He died about 15 years approximately early, before the real ascension time happened. So the people here, the humanity that he was connecting with, did not have all the healings that he could have brought forth to have their bodies do the ascension. So it didn't reach enough people, and the earth spirit felt sorry for everybody, so it decided to stay along on this planet, recreated after ascension time again for another 2,000 years, to go through its dramas and traumas, and go through whatever it had to go through so that the people here could do the ascension. And so this time, the dark side came in through all the New Age practitioners to bring in the aliens, to pray to them, to worship them, to do attunements, to bring in more light and all this stuff, which makes the earth spirit even worse than what it was 2,000 years ago. So everybody who's doing that type of situation, world meditations, etc., to bring in more light. The crystal skulls are another one that's a very negative thing here. So all these things are strictly holding the earth spirit back from ascending. The earth spirit hasn't changed. It's still about 42% of wholeness, which is a lot better than what it was a couple years ago, which was down to, I think, about 3% a couple years ago in October, I believe. So it's much better, but it hasn't really increased for quite a while, maybe 6 months, 9 months now. So that means that most of it is still in the darkness energies, and the lightship is still trying to find it. So that's it. The next question would be, well, why can't the lightship just forget about the earth spirit that's here and rematerialize the new one like on the lightship and forget about the spirit that's here? Well, the lightship doesn't do that. It attempts to find everything of light. This is what it's doing now. And so this is the process that it goes through every 2,000 years is to try to find itself. So the earth spirit is not separate from the light. The light lost part of itself to the darkness. And this is how you have to look at it and how much have you lost yourself to the darkness. And if people prayed for you, have you went to church and prayed? Have you connected to the aliens? All of you out there have, because you get abducted daily. You just think when you go on a parallel lifetime. This is why we do timeline crashing, to get them off of your back so that you cannot be abducted maybe any longer. They work with emotions. So the timeline crashings are very, very beneficial for everybody. Just by doing it yourself, you're helping other people on this planet. So this is the whole process. It's ascension time coming. When it's going to happen, it's hard to say. But it will be happening. And hopefully, you may love your body enough to help it do the ascension process by bringing it back into wholeness, by releasing the darkness out of it. And you can't do it yourself. It's impossible. You have to have the lightship help you do the clearings to do that. Because otherwise, you're using your mind energy, and the mind energy got you completely where you are right now. Remember, the mind controlled you, and the mind gave you information and locked you more into judgment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mandy has a question that kind of relates to the earth also. She's saying, after yesterday's show, my root chakra is feeling all charged up all day. What what should she do? She says she doesn't want to flush that energy into the earth.
Just have it heal your body.
Have the energy that she's feeling heal her body, you mean?
Yeah, if you have a lot of energy, then have it heal your body. It can move around in your body if you wish.
So how would she do that? Would she ask her spirit to command the energy to do that? Or?
Yeah, so ask your body, because your body will also help during the healing process.
Okay.
Your body is conscious of what it can do for healing. And your spirit can also help heal your body, but if you feel energy in your body, then you're feeling the body energy, normally not your spirit. Because the spirit is normally almost invisible to you. So energy that you're feeling would be body energy, body related. So ask that to do a healing on you if you feel like you're overdosed with energy.
Okay, great. So Everett has a question about our spirits, and he's asking, can a spirit be killed off or just stolen, as in abducted?
Sliced and diced, stolen. They create clones of a physical body that looks like yours. on hundreds, if not thousands, of parallel lifetimes, and your spirit is compelled to help your body out. And since the body looks like you, it cannot really detect that it's a clone, so it will go into these particular bodies. And so remember, since people don't talk to your spirit that often, this is why it leaves when you're sleeping, because it's already had a day of you living, and you haven't connected to your spirit typically. So when you're going to sleep at night, it has a way to leave. And so it will be presented with another body, and it will try the exact same thing on that body as it has done with yours. And because they control time, they can just split your spirit up, rematerialize it over again, and you could be often, you know, 100 or more lifetimes at one time during the night in clone bodies. So that's what they do to your spirit. And then they can steal parts of it just like they do of your body, take it off into tangent universes of the darkness, and it can look like light. This is what we call the light of the darkness. And this is the process that you need to get out of. So that's what the aliens are doing here.
And so can they kill our spirits, or does it just continue to live in all these different situations?
The spirit cannot be killed, no.
Okay.
They'll just keep taking the energy. They can keep splitting the spirit down, and the spirit will still have light. But the spirit cannot be killed. The part of the spirit cannot. Remember, it depends what they take of the spirit.
Right.
There are parts of the spirit that could be missing from you. You could be missing an arm off your spirit, and they could take the arm and cut it up into a million pieces and sell it, we'll say, to the black market, we'll call it, of the aliens out there, and they're going to have a piece of your arm that was, you know, from your spirit, because your spirit, you know, is a representation of you. At first, it's just strictly like a ball of light, and then once it comes into a blueprint, then it takes that form on. And so if they do take part of your spirit away, you may not ever have an arm healing if you have a problem with your arm, because you're missing part of that spirit. On the light ship, they rematerialize your whole spirit on the light ship, but not down here. And so on the light ship, you are healed completely. And then down here, if you don't have that part of your spirit, then that healing may not stick or work whatsoever, because you're missing your spirit down here. You might feel better for a while, but your spirit is not going to regenerate itself to create a new part of itself, because that part is missing. Back to you, Carrie. Don't want to sound so grim here, but this is what the facts are.
Right. Okay. So Mossy has a question about when she's doing clearing. She's saying, is it normal to have my heart pounding while I have healing up, or is it just from being stressed out?
Don't know.
Okay.
Normally people don't have their hearts pounding, so it would probably be stress.
Yeah. Okay. Colleen...
Healings are really gentle from the light beings, and they're not going to cause you any physical harm. So a heart pounding to me would be having physical harm done to you, and so that would be your body energy not working through the healing. It would be something else happening in your life.
All righty. So Pauline is asking for a sample of the ego mind and mind embedded program clearing.
Ego mind.
And then mind embedded program.
That one I cannot do tonight.
Okay.
Sorry, Pauline. I'm not in that reference here to bring it up.
Okay. Let's see then. We don't have any other questions right now, so I'm thinking, do you want to do a sample of the magnetic twisted body clearing that Mossy was asking about earlier?
Yeah, we could do that. So remember, your physical body, the bodies that you have that make up your physical body, the little puzzle pieces, can be turned, altered, twisted, turned upside down, all different directions. And when that happens, your spirit cannot connect to them if they're not in the proper orientation. So So here we go. We'll take one of your bodies and correct it for you. I'll just do this. I'll count to 20 to correct it. And there are different degrees as they turn. So this is the magnetic portion as the body is turned back to the proper orientation so that it will receive full spirit energy from you, from your spirit that's here. Okay, here we go. So your spirit's going to select which body it wishes to work with. And I'll count to 20 to move your body. So 1, this is one of the 108 bodies. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. So that body now is in the proper orientation to accept all the healing that your spirit can give it. So remember, your spirit may not be whole. So if it's only 5% whole, then you're getting the full 5% to this body. Let's do the twisted body now, because they can take the body and twist it just like a screw, okay? Or taking like a rope and twisting it in your hand, so it will be out of sync that way too. So twisted body, I'll count to 20. The same body, but it'll be untwisted. You might actually feel something inside of your body moving. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. So you should feel a little better right now. So that's a sample of that. You have many bodies that can be out of sync. And if you're requesting healing, if these bodies are not in the proper orientation so your spirit can connect to them, you will never have a healing, because your spirit is what's connecting to these bodies. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Tony's asking about Princess Diana. I think Tony had asked earlier, and I didn't read it out, was asking if you could bring Princess Diana's energy through.
Sure. So this is another light beam from the light ship that was here in Jesus 2,000 years ago. Remember, Jesus' body was strictly a body that was cleaned out so that it would allow other light beings to come into it. So the body had its genetic programming stripped of it, so it did not have any judgment, so it could run the energy through it for healing. So here we go. We're going to bring in Princess Diana, and you can feel her energy. This is her spirit energy, and here in this lifetime, she was Princess Diana, and her body did have DNA in it, but she was able to connect to the spirit and to follow that path of what the spirit wanted to do, to bring forth the same mission that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Here comes her energy. 1. If you have the light beam up on your monitor screen, you may want to bring it up right now. And we'll bring in her energy through that so you can actually feel it and maybe even see it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels good. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Well, that feels very good. I don't know if we need to answer much more questions here. Anything else might get you more into mind energy. And the mind energy will bring you back into the darkness. So right now, you should be very peaceful. And the energy is, just very soothing and just very calm. So maybe we'll just leave it at that here for tonight, since we're coming up to the end of the hour here. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I think this will be a nice place to stop. The pinks around the light being picture on my monitor have gotten so strong. It's incredible watching this. Wow. Yeah, well, I'm not going to read anything else then, Ron. I think you're right. I think this is a nice place to stop for tonight. So the next show will be on Monday on BBS on Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and then Wednesday and Friday at 7 and 10 Pacific and Eastern, and then hopefully Saturday we'll be on Station 2, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 Eastern. So the following weekend, next weekend, I think, Ron, your intensives begin again, right? So you have the 4-hour on Saturday and the 8-hour on Sunday. I'm just trying to pull my calendar up. I think that's the 10th and the 11th. Yes, it is. So for most people, I think, probably know what those are. And since we're signing off, perhaps we'll talk more about that on Monday. But if you're interested, you can sign up on that through Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. It's $200 for, I think, 28 hours of healing and a whole month on the lightship. So,
and we're sending out emails probably Monday or Tuesday on that.
Okay.
I still need to get the codes for that next week here. So, and we'll be in Los Angeles end of the month here, Conscious Life Expo, and then back in New York on the third weekend of next month at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, a block away from Penn Station. So, everybody, if you're interested in seeing me, we'll have a light infusion chamber at both places, and I have lectures in both of those. And hopefully we'll see all of you there. So we'll bring in some more Peace Center. I'll bring in more Princess Diana for the next minute, and then we'll just sign off. So here's your energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. And we'll see you again, and hope you enjoyed going out on the little light ship tonight on the conference call here, so on the BBS radio station. So we'll see you later, and we do this every Saturday. So next week we'll be on Station 2. Blessings. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.